With us now is Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen.
In this interview, it's what we call a 10-pound interview in a 2-pound bag. Dr. Nguyen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
All right. So first up, you're busy in and out of the city in Annapolis during the legislative session. I understand you're trying to get a better control on food services for kids, healthy beverages for children's meals. Tell me about that.
That's right. So we have legislation that we're supporting on for the city council as well as for the Maryland state legislature. So in front of the city council earlier this week, our council just voted 15-0 for a bill that will make the default option for kids' meals a healthy drink. Right now, restaurants will serve sodas as part of kids' meals. And while we still want parents to make the choice for their children, parents should not be paying more in order to get milk or bottled water for their kids. And so this is switching the default drink in kids' meals to a healthy drink, which will be water or 100% juice or milk. Now, this is something that we're thrilled that the Baltimore City Council is supporting. Again, they passed this out of second reader 15-0. For us, this is a matter of public health. I am an emergency physician, and in the ER, I'm seeing children for the first time who have adult onset illnesses, who have obesity, who have type 2 diabetes. They have heart disease because of the diet that they're eating. And so anything that we can do in order to protect our children's health is really important. Then on the state level, we are supporting a number of bills primarily involving protection of the Affordable Care Act and access to health and lowering the price of prescription drugs. There is a bill to ensure access to affordable health coverage for working people who are ineligible for public programs and who cannot afford private insurance. There's another bill that will provide health insurance for residents and help to enforce the individual mandate. All of that will protect the provisions of the Affordable Care Act and protect the gains that have been made from being rolled back. And then I mentioned also prescription drugs, which is a major reason why the cost of healthcare is out of control. So we're also submitting, we're also supporting bills, and actually we'll be testifying later this afternoon on a bill to set up a cost review commission for drugs that will determine a reasonable price for prescription drugs so that people like our seniors are not having to cut their pills in half or into thirds or quarters just in order to make ends meet.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen with us.
Dr. Nguyen, you joined Mayor Pugh
recently to talk about heart health, and there was a get on your feet and dance event.
That's right. Heart disease is a silent killer. It also kills more people in Baltimore City every year than anything else. Last year, about 2,000 men and women in our city died from heart disease. We need to know what leads to heart disease, which is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking. And that's why we emphasize to everyone that we have to know our body. We have to know our numbers and take care of ourselves. I also, and Mayor Pugh also urged for all of our residents to stop smoking. Smoking is the number one preventable contributor to heart disease. Just 1 year after you quit smoking, you reduce your risk of heart disease by half. So it's not too early, it's not too late to stop smoking. Then we also urged for all of our residents to get and stay active. Mayor Pugh launched last year a Billion Step Challenge, which is a year-long initiative to promote physical fitness and a more active lifestyle. And there's no better time than the Heart Health Month to sign up for our Billion Step Challenge. And we hope that all of our residents will join us in working towards better health because we have to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others and our communities.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen with us. And Commissioner, just a little while ago, you mentioned opioid addiction, the opioid crisis.
I want to play you something that Attorney General Jeff Sessions
said recently about opioid addiction. He said it was a rising tide
of addiction and death.
Our nation is facing the deadliest drug epidemic in our history. And make no mistake, what we're talking about today is not business as usual.
What do you think about the Attorney General's comments there?
Well, it is a true statement that the overdose epidemic is claiming more people than ever in our history. I hope, though, that Attorney General Sessions and all of our leaders on the city, state, federal level will recognize what science and medicine shows us to be true, which is that addiction is a disease. It's a disease, therefore it needs to be treated, and treatment works. Naloxone, or Narcan, which is the antidote medication to opioid overdose, I have made it a blanket prescription across our city for naloxone, which means that anyone can go to any pharmacy to get this life-saving medication. We have to save lives first, then we have to get people into treatment, which works and is effective. Treating addiction as a crime or as a moral failing is not effective. It's also inhumane. We know that the war on drugs has not worked, and in fact that it's resulted in us incarcerating a whole generation of people, in particular minorities in inner cities, because they have a disease. So I hope that we will take as a country the right approach for treating the opioid epidemic. We have to make naloxone available to everyone so that we can save lives now. We have to fund evidence-based treatments, including to protect and strengthen the Affordable Care Act. We have to, instead of focusing on incarcerating people, we should be funding programs like what we have in Baltimore City, the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, LEAD, where we are getting people into treatment instead of incarceration. And ultimately, we have to focus on reducing stigma. We cannot refer to people as addicts. We cannot talk about individuals as having a moral failing because they have a disease. We have to treat everyone with dignity and compassion.
We've been chatting with Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen. Healthy drinks for kids' meals, getting heart healthy, and discussing the very serious opioid addiction, or rather the opioid crisis in America, and right here in Baltimore City. A very busy, or should we say a very active health commissioner. And Dr. Nguyen, we want to thank you for joining us today for our discussion.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's a pleasure and honor to be able to serve our city.
I'm Julius White on WEAA 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community.